interesting to see the party political broadcasts, which are starting to appear on television this weekend, but you can view them online on the party websites for this general election in Ireland. And I saw Labour and Fianna Fáil last evening, and I have to say, what was compelling was the similarities with both party political broadcasts, obviously focused on the party leader, whole thrust being we can create a vision for Ireland. The Fianna Fáil one with Micheál Martin makes a big narrative out of Martin's background, his father. His father was a boxer, a champion, and they use this really as a motif, as a message to create this backbone for Martin's character. But while Fianna Fáil's one is far slicker and obviously had a lot more money spent in it, what's interesting is the lack of diversity in both of their visions of Ireland. So in the Labour party political broadcast with Eamon Gilmore for Taoiseach as the message, they put it under the banner of One Ireland, a vision to create One Ireland, all united together. Nothing to do with a united Ireland or Northern Ireland, but it's about us all pulling together, public, private, gay, straight, those who think differently coming together. But what they don't reference is race. It's a very white party political video, and you don't see that diversity that actually all of us know in Ireland, in any city and town and village these days, which is full of people coming from lots of different countries with different backgrounds and traditions. Maybe there's a view that a lot of these people don't have a vote, or maybe there's a view that this is a sensitive subject to bring up the concept of One Ireland, meaning people coming to Ireland as well from other places. But equally in the Fianna Fáil video, in the party political for Fianna Fáil, it's equally very white. This is a very white, and indeed when you look at the profile in the Labour one, in Eamon Gilmore's one, it's quite a middle-aged grouping of leaders that you see together around that table, and always very somber. And I really fear that this won't have an inspirational impact on the electorate. And while the Micheál Martin one is far cleverer, has a lot more storytelling in it, certainly there was a lot more effort spent on it, again, very white. This is an Ireland where when we say that we're coming together and working together, we don't see the Polish workers, we don't see the Asians, the Africans, the very significant Nigerian population. And I think it's too glib to say, which is what people often say, they're ignoring these groups because lots of them don't vote. A lot of people who have settled here do have a vote, have become citizens, and are participating in this election. And it's striking the absence of their voices, their views and their issues so far across all the parties. Maybe I've missed it. If so, tell me. And hopefully in the coming week we'll begin to see more of a widening of the debate around what the future of Ireland means. But it has to mean more than some of the traditional things we're seeing being peddled at the moment. In a primary school where we filmed for over a year, 18 nationalities of 80 pupils, all of them staying and working and making this country happen. They're part of our future.